Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Social media can have a profound impact on its users. Pamela Keel, professor of psychology at Florida State University, is observing related trends involving both eating disorders and body image.
Facebook provides a fun way to stay connected with friends, but it also presents women with a new medium in which they are confronted by a thin ideal that impacts their risk for eating disorders. These disorders represent serious forms of mental illness, and prior research established that girls who spent more time on Facebook experienced higher levels of body image concerns and were more likely to engage in eating disorder behaviors. However, it was unclear what was driving this association. It could have been that girls with greater concerns were more drawn to the site, or that time on the site actually reinforced those concerns. To better understand this association, we conducted two studies in college women. The first found that more time on Facebook was associated with higher levels of disordered eating. The second study found that spending time on Facebook actually influenced eating disorder risk by reinforcing weight and shape concerns and anxiety. We also found the highest levels of disordered eating in women who placed greater importance on receiving comments and likes on their status updates, comments on their photos, and spent more time comparing their photos to photos of their friends. Importantly, the flip side of these findings is that women who were least likely to compare their photos to those of their friends had the lowest eating problems, meaning that how Facebook is used matters. Social media sites have the potential to engage women to protect one another from eating disorders by employing peers to encourage healthy attitudes towards eating and weight. Understanding how Facebook use influences women gives us an opportunity to change the content of posted images and peer interactions to reduce pressures girls and women face to be thin in order to feel liked and accepted.
That was Pamela Keel of Florida State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.